Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So I want you all to relax and let me take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Today in the show, The African Beat will feature one of Nigeria's young rising stars. He is known as AQ, and AQ is going to be my guest later on. But right now, let's take a trip around the continent as I bring you some beautiful music that is going to rock you around this wonderful planet. So let's start off from Togo with Tufan, and this is Orobo. Nice tune. You want to rock to this one. Put on your dancing shoes because this one is going to take you real high. And right after that, Mocambika. And this one is done for us by Anita Makwakwa of Mozambique. It's another beautiful song. And Miani by DTM of the Republic of Guinea. But right now, let's do the Orobo Dance by Tufan of Togo.
So tunani ze ogorogo, hey chigabe, gogorogo go chigabe, seni darbe darbe chigabe, brekete unso go chigabe, hey atala kuye bele, kololo, tufanu ye bele, kololo, ago la bade modele, kololo, ela jem potele, kololo, suba, orabo, 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 check it orabo, hey orabo, 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 check it orabo, chigabe, ogorogo, so go chigabe, ogorogo, eba butunani ze ogorogo, butunani ze ogorogo.
Yeah. Andovoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Miani by DTM of the Republic of Guinea, and right before that, Mokambik by Anita Mokwakwa of Mozambique, and Orobo by Tufan of Togo. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. Don't forget to join me and my guest, AQ, young rising Nigerian music artist, and he's going to be right here on this super show. But stay tuned, I'll be back.
Hello, Africa. You are now tuned into The African Beat with David Vandy, the sound of the African people on The Voice of America. This is Aluseni Yantene, the People's Ambassador, and I approve this message.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America. Femme de Mon Pays, it's another brand new song. This is done by Cyril Union Explose, based in Conakry, Guinea. And he features the legendary Jimmy B of Sierra Leone also. And this is Heart. It's coming out for the first time. And right after that, Superstar by Ice Prince of Nigeria. And Be Happy, the hottest guy in town right now, Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. But right now, let's go to Femme de Mon Pays by Explose and Jimmy B from Sierra Leone.
Hey, yo, mic check, 1, 2. Yo, Fakri, turn up the mic a little bit. Okay, that's cool, right there. The Godfather.
You're on the beat.
Hanging out my nephew, Explode. This one is for all the ladies. The ladies. Massive respect, big up.
From the hum drum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of The Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee.
Anytime we talk, say we go wrong. We go all the way. We go all the way. Better cars, better clothes on me. Better parties, better house, and better girls on me. See, I can take it in. Champagne everywhere. See, that's the life we live, like every day. Feeling my superstar.
Celebrating, the problems are no more complicating. Step on the floor when the grounds are shaking. Feels like the times that we all been waiting. Champagne life, bottles on me. Step into the club, see the models on me. We're making the raps and we're blazing the track. So we pop more like see the bottles all free. We don't buy drinks at the bar. They supply us cause they know who we are. Brand new clothes and the best of guitars. Girls on my lap like I'm playing the guitar. See I get paid to go clubbing. Feel free, man, sorta like Morgan. Blue liquids flow with my organs. I got whips and I'm overflowing. Get
better cars, better clothes on me. Better parties, better house, and better girls on me. See, I can take it in. Champagne everywhere. See, that's the life we live, like every day.
Feeling my superstar. 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 I'm in my airplane mode. Shopping every day, never wear the same clothes. Colors all bright, looking like a rainbow. Cameras flash wherever the man go. I'm so brando, and I affect the whole entire metro. I'm top on the list, I'm stalling Fred, bro. My showroom's got more shelves than Tesco. Yeah, I'm so high, no tree smoking. Genevieve's got a cross, that's me joking. Sometimes talk shit when the lips open. But still, I'm on your laptop, it's Beethoven. Yeah, I'm too hot, you see the shirt soaking. Too many fans, I wonder how he coping. You feel it tickling your spine, that's me poking. I'm too dope, homies sort of like me coping. Yeah.
Better cars, better clothes on me. Better parties, better house, and better girls on me. See, I can take it in. Champagne everywhere. See, that's the life we live, like every day.
Feeling my superstar. 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 Feeling my superstar.
So you think I'm fly? That shit don't make me crazy. Yeah, and I'm floating in skies. You like that movie magic, huh? Cause you got much action. You confident and you cocky. And you swag with a passion.
Okay, my baby.
Shani Bora, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mungu ni
Kenzo of Uganda, before that Superstar by Ice Prince of Nigeria, and Explose featuring Jimmy B in Femme de Mon Pays, all from Sierra Leone, but he is currently based in Conakry, Guinea. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember, we broadcast Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington, D.C.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
You are listening to the African Beats, and I'm David Vandy here. Remember, my guest is AQ, a rising star from Niger. But right now, let me take you to the Democratic Republic of Congo, the sweet voice of Alicious Telo G in Posa Yabolingo. And right after that, Adonai by Sakodi featuring Castro from Ghana. And when I come back, we'll be talking to my guest, AQ from Nigeria. But right now, Posa Yabolingo by Alicious Telo G of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Papasi oyo like singa, isili singa posa. Banzela oyo like singa, isili singa posa. Nibaku oyo beti singa, isili singa posa. Babuto yezanga pungi, isili singa posa. Yabolingo.
Sentiment, baba kokate yo uzio sakani sipe obwaki mutoto wa jaki
ya mami kala
uyo salinga lelo yeba o bebe sivi ya mwana moto tika kosa kana keba mokili tulatu uyo salinga lelo yeba o bebe sivi ya mwana moto tika kosa kana keba yo si yo si lisa posa ya bolingo ya bolingo
Go.
Obiantone collection. Obiantone collection. Yapi Obiantone collection.
What else?
Corde.
Huh?
Obiantone collection. Obiantone collection.
Aba.
Obiantone collection. Corde.
Yeah. Memma would nip a BMB Abonfia. I hope a promo yenina buhuntia. Or ya were time for Jano Manivia. Yambu amu amu sinabumpe go
se upe muani o meni na edi na na nyame ni awakano nebebe mo se uma usa swabi boni na tutu so my body don't lose God can wapo my doya
everybody sing it hallelujah
yeah.
Hallelujah yeah. Everybody sing it hallelujah
yeah.
Hallelujah,
help me sing, oh,
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
I say help me sing,
oh,
yeah,
yeah. Now move this time, Shiasi. The choir, my samba, yeah. I want you to get a crab before you munti, and we must say my wife, mini dama. We need the wuno. Now move this time, yes, and seni, yeah. Uhumiana wo ye macho afa de weni bome so pena wo se hwan poni na nanya mene sano afa de wo humi tutu mana mo se me ye jonki ne sabu subu kebi shame on you too afa de me hu se me makobole yonki hwe no kene ne mo se monki if I check I dey see you dey hungry why ye yanka wo da so sharp boski mi wu ye de na nanya mete ase wo ne menye pe wo bia ne ne viase mana me da bench so wa flower no wo bia for handkerchief from the pemeni ase
wo pe mo an yo menyi na edi
what else
na na nyame ni awaka no ne bebe mo we wo ma usa swa bi boni na tutu so my body don't lose God can wapo my joy
everybody sing it hallelujah hallelujah everybody sing it hallelujah hallelujah,
make me sing, oh,
oh yeah, I say help me sing, oh, oh yeah, yeah. My win chimmy 10 years, me wanka way back, my flop it, this be my payback, my enemies if for day God, men care so, I don't want to disobey God,
no.
My try some more, they may be to prison, wa bra mo ni particular reason mo dwe me ho me need to go for your meeting fatu wasum I don't wanna be repeating nya me na ebo me ho ban ti mo nye foko ma ni no be problem nga no ni me moto to when you hear me ho na me ni me shot to me mo be ninje wa chena me don't know
when I was born run as as in mo nya menti na ya frawo Adonai in your mama why am I ni me busia for na so me ni be brenti I won't lie when I was born run as as in mo nya menti na ya frawo Adonai in your mama why am I
Baba God,
Baba, you be too much, ba ba. Baba Godi, Baba, you be too much, ba ba ba. Baba Godi, Baba, you be too much, ba ba. Baba Godi, Baba Godi, Baba Godi, Baba Godi. Sebu pe muani o meni na edi. Na na ya meni ya wakano ne bebe mo. Sebu ma usa swabi boni na tutu. So my body don't lose God, can't walk for my door, yeah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make me sing, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I say make me sing, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Street beat, what else? Go.
Hello, I am Nasser Ayoub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America with David Bandy.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest today on the show is a young, uprising Nigerian artist based here in the United States. That is AQ. Welcome to the African Beat, AQ.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Vandy.
Yeah, well, you were born in Nigeria. Which part of Nigeria?
Actually, I was born in Washington, D.C.
Oh, you were born in D.C.?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Let me turn it around. Okay. But you spent some time, you spent part of your life in Nigeria.
I spent most of my life in Nigeria, and it's fun. It's
so
fun.
So you are homegrown.
Yes.
And you're born in D.C., grew up in Nigeria, came back.
Yes.
And so what was it like when you were back home?
Well, what it was like is just an experience, you know. It's just me passing through what I'm supposed to pass through, you know. I went to elementary school, high school, and my middle school back in Nigeria. So it's fun, like it's a whole different ball game from America and Nigeria. Like the transition is fun too, you know.
How old were you when you went back to Nigeria?
I was just 3, so I basically did not know nothing.
When did you come back to the States? How long were you in Nigeria before you came back?
I came back when I was 17.
When you were 17?
Yeah.
And it means you've learned a whole lot over there.
Yes.
And when you're coming back, it's like coming back to a new place.
Exactly.
So what was it like when you came back? Was it too difficult to go through the transition from that age?
Not really, because, you know, I've always have the amenities like it is over here. And the school I went to is like more international people and more international things we do. So it's just, you know, me coming here, the transition was just, it took me just a little bit of time to adjust, and you know, I adjusted to it real good.
Let's talk about your music. I know we'll come back to that part because I want to know some of the stuff that you did in Nigeria. We'll come back to that, but
okay, most definitely it's allowed for you to know.
All right, well, let's come to the music. Did you get into music when you were here, or did you become interested when you were back in Nigeria?
I became interested when I was back in Nigeria, but I did my first, you know, I got into the food studio first time, recorded first time in America.
Did you know within yourself, you know, sometimes you will know when you want to do something or when you're good at something? Did you get that feeling that I can do music?
Yes, I got that feeling from, you know, when I was in high school, when I always do Busta Rhymes kind of rap with friends, like, you know, and everyone was like, oh, yes,
you
know.
And so and that was
where
I got you
all. He always gingered me up to like,
this.
I can do it, like, you know. And that was where I got the, you know, cue from, because, you know, then I played a pool with my friend in school, and they're like, you know, the cue ball is the one small ball, the white ball that eats every other ball into the box. And if the cue ball, you know, goes in the in the bucket, the game is over. Mm-hmm. No, like, you know, you have to like pick it out and, you know, double shot.
So that's
second.
Where the AQ came
yeah,
from.
That's because where the AQ came
A
from.
Was the master of the game.
Yes.
And so, okay, the album we're talking about today is EP Life Off the Party.
Yes.
What's that supposed to mean?
EP is just a compilation of songs I've done. And, you know, that I just put together as one to just, to become an EP. You know, then I just give people out to know what I'm made of, you know, what I got. Okay. You know, I got it like that. So, you know, you can have this, and, you know, it's still more coming. My next project is my album.
So this one is actually a promotional album
yes.
that you're giving out to people
yes.
to let people get the feel of what you can offer.
Yes.
Wow. And you're paying for it in the studio and yes. you still come out and give it to people.
Yes, because, you know.
And so what has the reaction been like from people that you have been, that have been listening to your music?
It's been great because they, I always amaze them because, you know, now I can do like a complete, Afro beat. All of a sudden, you know, I'm doing like some kind of Afro pop, but something really different. Like, you know, we like the fact that you can easily switch up and still, you know, have the original sound of you.
And you sing in the traditional languages too.
Yes.
Okay, we'll come to that. Let's look at the first song that we're going to play today. Yeah. Maro Shai.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, I'll give you 7 over 10.
So, okay, what, how can I say better to make me get 10 over 10?
Okay, say ma.
Ma.
Ro. Ro. Wo. Wo. Sha.
Sha.
Ye.
Yeah,
Marusha, yeah, exactly.
Now I'm getting closer to 9.5.
Yes, yes, we can, because it's you, we can make it to 10.
Marusha, yeah,
yes.
Uh-huh. So what is Marusha?
Marusha, basically means that, you know, I'll have money to live life. And
can I get some?
We get it there every day, you know. We work, we hustle harder, and by God's grace, you know, that's a aim.
It will come.
It will come.
All right, for my African beat listeners, now let's get this song, Marowo Shaye. This is done by this young uprising Nigerian star. Like he said, he spent most of his lifetime in Nigeria. He was actually born in DC, so I take that one back. Born in DC, but grew up in Nigeria, and now he's back here, and he wants to give you what he's made of. So let's listen to this first track, Marowo Shaye. Now that is 10 over 10.
Yes, yes.
It's Shufo on the beat.
Thank you, baby.
January to December, endorsements go yapa. Shows from Yankee to Niger, Tori me then go dance here. My happiness is cause it go there. Because they not my year, I know feet fail. Oh yeah, check, I'm mucho. Kijo mole. Kashera wa lo juju awa. Oh yeah, check, I'm mucho. Kijo mole. Kashera wa lo juju awa.
Perfecto.
Wow, beautiful music. You know, I was actually shaking to it as if I knew exactly what you were talking about, especially when you talked about the money side. You know?
Yeah, it's the vibe. You know, you something that has a rhythm, you're ready to like... The same way, you know, when I was doing the track itself, you know, I was in the car, you know, I was driving with my friend to East Rehearsals. So, you know, and I got this beat from Chipo, you know, he's one of my main producers, you know. Kudos to him. He's back home in Nigeria. Like, we work, we can be on WhatsApp. If I need to be on Skype, I'll be on Skype. If I need to be on the phone, I'll be on the phone. Just
and
for
you
us
keep working and building the music, putting it together.
Yes, and, you know, he sent the beat to me. You know, I told him exactly what I wanted. Like, you know, I've done club songs, you know, multi-multi. I've done club songs. I've done party songs. I'm like, okay, let me just think about, you know, life and what we should get in it. You know, when you're talking about life, you're talking about God, you're talking about the money, you're talking about people around the society and everything. So at that point in time, you know, some people, when they want to talk about money, they will talk about money like, oh, we'll get money, we want to spend it, spray.
But so when you get the money, what do you want to do with it?
If I get the money, you know, I will basically, you know, finish up my album, you know, help the poor, and have some foundations here and there.
That sounds good. Okay, let me just take you back a little bit.
Yes.
Between the ages of 3 to 17 in Nigeria, which part of Nigeria was that?
I was in Ibadan most of it.
Okay, yes. What were you actually engaged in?
Oh, in school, I was in boarding house.
You are a boarding school boy?
Yes, I'm a boarding school boy.
This rising star from the boarding school. Okay.
Yes, so.
Bad boy.
No, not because I'm, you know, I'm good, bad. You know, let me put it that way.
I am good, bad. That is so cool. Okay, the other song that I want you to play for us today is I Like It.
Yes.
You know, let's just go into that song a little bit. I know it's just one of those good songs, you know, talking about good people. But, you know, sometimes you think about something before ever you put it down on paper. So what were you thinking?
You know, I was just thinking about, okay, actually I was in school then. And, you know, we're just, answer me and a couple of my friends. You know, when guys sit together, we talk about...
Most of it. don't shy away from me.
So, you know, we're doing our normal distance. And, you know, this girl just walked by and I was like, ooh, I like it. And, you know, when I was in the car driving back home, that was the only thing that was coming in my head. I like it. Okay, now, let me make something out of this.
So, all right.
Yeah, that's how that came.
Well, let's enjoy this music now. I know it's good. It's a good stuff. And you're going to like it out there. So if you like it, join me in this track now as AQ performs for us. I Like It.
Yeah.
Yes, I like it. Wonderful music, beautiful music. Remember, my guest today is a young Nigerian artist coming up, and he wants you to feel him. He wants you to feel his music. And that is what Voice of America does, the African beat. That's what we do. We create the platform wherein African stars will come up and give you their songs, make you be part of them. That they want you to take their songs into your homes. And the only place you can get that is at the Voice of America, right here on the African beat. And that is why we're bringing you some of these young folks that are actually doing the business, but they're looking for a place where people will hear about them. And so my guest today again is AQ from Nigeria. And you speak Yoruba?
Fluently.
What about Igbo?
No, I don't understand. Only Kedu, all this simple.
When you are singing, I had you asking about where my Igbo.
There's a little bit of Igbo I put it there, but you know, it took some rehearsals.
So say some Yoruba things now to the people out there. I want them to feel you now.
Ah, well, Nisha Wakpa, Eku Noni, Mokoniki Maki Noni.
And I saw that one is not Yoruba.
Oh no, I just okay.
I know that one is Pidgin.
Okay now.
Uh-huh. So do you think I don't want to know what you were saying?
Oh, I said everybody, how are you? No, I'm not cursed. I'm on here, so I'm not gonna curse nobody else. I'm on here. So yeah, I basically say, how is everybody doing? It's AQ. I'm just saying hi.
All right. You are young and coming up in the music business, and which artist around the world do you admire most?
Most definitely Bob Marley all day. That's my number one, because he sings with a lot of wisdom. I like the fact that I can just sit down quiet in my room and listen to a song and see some reality in it of what is going around in the community, like around me where I live. He's Bob Marley.
He's very inspirational.
He's very inspirational.
His messages resonate with the minds of people, talks to people. He's like, when you're sitting there listening to Bob Marley, it's like he's talking directly to you.
Exactly.
And how old were you when Bob Marley actually passed?
I
ask that? Because how did you get so glued to his music?
I got so glued to his music because, when I started music, really, I just want to listen to different kind of music to have a feel of what I want to sound like, And Bob Marley, Fela, and Sonny Ade was like the ones I actually listened to.
Life.
Yeah. That's why I listened to
King Sonny Ade.
King Sonny Ade all the time. And, I was, fortunate enough to see him sometimes back, when I was growing up.
So what about the younger generation of artists, like especially from Africa? Who do you admire most?
The younger generation of artists, I would say D'Banj and Davido. D'Banj, because he's always thinking ahead of, he put the business part in his music, and he's always like doing something to the next level. More than just staying stagnant in one place. And Davido, ready to dance,
You can go with him.
Yeah,
Davido is everywhere. He's everybody's Davido.
Yes.
All right. Okay. People are listening to you right now, and they'll be watching you on this video, and they'll say, okay, this is just a promotion. What should they be expecting when you actually release the actual album?
All I can say is, I can't say too much, but you know when you touch fire, you know how hard it is? Something like that.
So the album is going to be hard?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I got to say
Well, man, I want to thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you here as my guest today
on the
African beat. And the states here, you're based in Baltimore, right?
Yes.
But the recent activities of Baltimore did not actually come to your end.
Yes. It's the part of Baltimore it happened is, you might expect something like that to happen because they're not really treating these folks right around there. And it's just around where the boy used to live that happened. So, I feel like if they are giving them that chance for their voice to be heard, like even before they did a peaceful protest and everything, it wasn't heard. And the little riots, we saw foxes and everything. Like, it shouldn't take riots for the folks around there to get their voice heard. So I don't think, but you know, it did not.
All right, well, I thank God that you are safe, and we wish the people of Baltimore all the best out there, and we're looking forward to a better Baltimore, like the mayor was saying. You know, Baltimore is a good place. Sometimes I visit there, I've done movies there, you know, and it's such a cool place. The other evening I was at a bar, you know, just around the corner.
Oh.
And it was so cool, you know.
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much again for being my guest on the African Beat. And I hope that when the album itself drops, when that album drops,
So
Voice of America will be the first to touch it.
Most definitely. You know, I'll be out here. I'll be looking for Mr. Vandy. Where you at, Mr. Vandy? I got one for you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And any last word to your fans out there who will be expecting something good, something hot?
Yes, most definitely. Thank you all for the support, you know, from day one till now. You keep me moving. You keep me making want to do more. And yes, I'm back in the studio doing more. And you can catch me up on Instagram at AQONI and Facebook AQONI. A-C-U-E-O-N-I. O-N-I is my last name. Everything A-Q-O-D. But if you have any comments or anything, you can always hit me up, and we'll make things happen.
All right. Well, thank you again. Thanks to all our listeners out there and our fans out there on the African beat, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep listening to this great show of yours. We come to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And now we'll leave you with one final song from A-Q, and this will not let you sit because you're gonna get up and dance to it. It's titled Krekete. I said it right.
Yes, so
that one is 10 over 10.
10
Krekete
over 10.
Is the song, and I'm David Vandy. On behalf of my engineers and the technicians right here at the Voice of America, I want to thank them so much. Until then, have a blessed day. This is Krekete right now.
It's my time, baby. When she step into the club, she know Peter's for more. You guys be noticed, yo. When she shake that booms, she be causing commotion. When she shake that backside, she causing commotion.
Get it.
Zumbara. Zumbara, zumbara,
krekete, krekete, krekete,
zumbara, zumbara, zumbara. The way they do the things that you do, they make a bad man want to ask for more. I feel spend all the money, I go party, you go on top. Do the baddest in the club, you they make my head a turn. If I catch you, I go tap on the walk up and lift you up. Oh yeah, do like this. They take as the elevator. Sexy body, soon mommy, Becky. Jack, I can join. Oh, yeah, do like when that. When she step into the club, she no fit as for more. The guys be noticed, yo. When she shake that booms, she be causing commotion. When she shake that backside, she causing commotion.
Get it.
Zumbara, zumbara, zumbara.
Get it.
Zumbara, zumbara, zumbara. She say she like him, she dey catch my attention. I don't dey lie, you are back in a commotion. Timba, timba, lomo, yo, mamu, emo, koro, mamu, emo, yo. Oh, yeah. Sumomi, sumomi, sisi ba mi shere, shaky body, shaky body. Timba, timba, lomo, yo, mamu, emo, koro, wala, mi, yo. Oh, yeah. Ask for more, the guys be noticed, yo. When she shake that booms, she be causing commotion. When she shake that backside, she causing commotion.
Get it.
Zumbara, zumbara, zumbara.
Get it.